Chapter 12. Homework first, campaigning later. "Turn on Channel 3," Lane shouted breathlessly into the phone that night while I was eating dinner. Dad and Mom didn't seem to be paying attention to the TV, so I switched channels. "After these messages," the anchorman bellowed, "we'll tell you about a 12-year-old boy who says he's running for president. Stay tuned." "Where do they get these stupid stories?" Dad muttered from behind his newspaper. I didn't say a word. I wanted to see the look on his face. After 3 commercials, the news anchor came back on. "Well, they say that in America, any youngster can grow up to be president, but at least one youngster isn't going to wait. 12-year-old Judson Moon of Madison is throwing his baseball cap into the ring right now." Mom and Dad actually lowered their newspapers and looked at the TV. My face filled the screen, and Dad's jaw fell open. Mom dropped the glass she was holding, and it shattered on the floor. "Grown-ups have had the last 1,000 years to mess up the world," I heard myself say. "Now it's our turn." Moon will be running as a third-party candidate representing the Lemonade Party for the presidency in November, the anchorman continued. The 6th grader and his running mate, an elderly African-American woman named June Sires, have already collected the 2,000 signatures they need to get on the ballot in Wisconsin, and they're raising money by selling lemonade at a stand in front of Judson's house. We asked Mr. Moon how he plans to get around the Constitution, which clearly states that a candidate must be 35 years of age to run for the presidency. "I'm actually 36, I said to the camera with a smirk. "I'm just extremely young for my age." That's our news for tonight. Good night, and may all your news be good news. Before Mom or Dad could say a word, the phone rang. It was my Aunt Lucy. "Am I hallucinating?" she shrieked. "Or did I just see you on TV?" The instant I hung up the phone with Aunt Lucy, it rang again. It was one of my teachers. When I hung up with her, the phone rang again. Kids from school were calling. Mom's friends were calling. Total strangers were calling. Finally, Dad took the phone off the hook. "Is this one of your pranks?" he asked. I wasn't sure if he was angry or amused. "It's sort of a prank," I replied. "I don't expect to win or anything. You're always telling me I should get involved with extracurricular activities. Well, I meant you should join the chess club or the school paper or something," he said, his voice rising. "I didn't mean you should run for president." "Why didn't you tell us, dear?" asked Mom. "I did tell you, Mom. You just weren't listening." "Well, I think it's cute, honey," she said, "as long as it doesn't interfere with your schoolwork. Remember, homework first, running for president second." Dad just rolled his eyes and shook his head slowly from side to side.